I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Well, the war in Gaza has incensed communities across the world. Many Jewish people say they don't feel safe on the streets of Western cities. Many Muslims feel the horror facing innocent Palestinians is treated only as a second-class concern. And as with any emotive cause, a lot of people with no dog in the fight have moulded this crisis into a familiar battle of good versus evil, oppressors versus oppressed. Hysterical scenes at some of America's top universities this week have generated more coverage and commentary than the war itself in the last 2 weeks. Columbia says that all in-person classes are now cancelled until the end of the semester. Arrests have been made at encampments outside NYU and Yale. Well, one notable Jewish professor at Columbia shared a video of Muslims praying as if it was a shocking assault on US values. Many badly informed pro-Palestine demonstrators, meanwhile, have called for an intifada and chanted, "We love Hamas." Others believe that synchronized dancing is a long-lost secret to peace in the Middle East. Well, these people are all spending $80,000 a year on tuition. But clearly many of them haven't found Wikipedia, and this virtue-signaling fever is now emboldening a growing number of people to confront public figures who have simply no connection to the war. This was New York Mayor Eric Adams, berated for supporting genocide as he took his seat on a flight.
Hey, Eric Adams? Yeah, you support the genocide in Palestine. There are homeless people all over New York. You're always partying. You don't actually care about the citizens of New York. People cannot afford food. You keep cutting the education budget so you can fund the police.
And this so-called performance artist has dominated timelines for days after achieving what previously seemed impossible, an outpouring of public sympathy for Alec Baldwin by doing this.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec.
You know he's a criminal.
You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. Israel, Zionism. Please say it. One time.
So does any of this make a difference? Are these demonstrators forcing the rich and powerful to confront and condemn the horrors of war? Or is it a wave of self-indulgent protest just distracting us from the deadly serious realities of a grim ongoing war? In a moment, I'll debate all that with Hassan Piker, Emily Austin, Esther Cracker and James Barr. But first, I'm joined by Alec Baldwin's antagonist there, who calls herself Crackhead Barney. Well, welcome to Uncensored.
Hey, hey, bitch! I've been waiting for you, bitch fucking Morgan!
Okay.
I wore my diaper today for you, Pierce. Do you like it?
Not particularly, no. Do you want to sit down?
And Pierce, can you bring me to Buckingham Palace? I would like to meet the Queen.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'd really like to meet the Queen.
I don't think the Queen, if you mean Queen Camilla, she is probably tied up with royal engagements at the moment. If you meant the Queen who died...
Well, get me in, Pierce! Yeah. Get me fucking in, Pierce! I want it!
OK, can I take you back, if I may, to what you did to Alec Baldwin? Can you explain why you did it?
What did I do to Alec Baldwin? Pierce, do you see the damage that Alec did to me? Do you see the damage? Look at my arms! Look at my arms, Pierce! Look at my neck! I was maimed by a white man on Monday! You're telling me what I did?
No, you weren't maimed by Alec Baldwin on Monday, were you?
I was maimed!
No,
my
you weren't.
My hand is broken! My neck is broken!
No, it's
my
not.
My legs! Look at my legs! My legs don't work! Look at this! Pierce! Pierce, are you another white devil? Pierce Morgan! Don't do this to me, Pierce! It's too early in the morning, Pierce! Pierce, it's too early!
Not the wig.
Your wig's come off.
It's not a wig, Pierce. It's my hair. I'm a white woman. I identify as a white woman.
Let me ask you seriously, if I may, for a moment. Because you're trying to make a serious point,
yes.
I presume, with Alec Baldwin. He was getting a coffee. You run in. You call him a killer.
I was getting a coffee, too.
OK, but you decided to...
I was getting a coffee,
OK,
too.
You don't have to shout at me as well. We can have a civilised conversation. I want to know, seriously...
I'm very civil.
I wanted to know, seriously, why you did what you did and what you hoped to gain by it.
Pierce fucking Morgan. You're asking too
just
many
for the record,
questions.
My name is actually just
What's
Pierce Morgan.
What's wrong with saying Free Palestine? Pierce, can you say free Palestine for me? Can you say Free Palestine for me?
If you stop shouting, yeah.
I want you to say it.
Yes, I'm happy to say...
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to shout.
If you just...
Mr. Pierce Morgan,
if you just keep quiet, I can answer your question. Yes, I'm very happy to say that...
I'm never quiet, Pierce.
Sorry, you're still talking.
I'm never quiet.
Okay, but try.
I'm never
Otherwise,
quiet,
I can't.
Pierce. I cannot.
You ask
shut
me to
up.
Do something. If you don't shut up, I can't give you the answer.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up for you.
I absolutely Pierce. Believe that Palestine Pierce. Should be free. Yes.
Oh, okay. And how are we going to do that, Pierce? Give us the answers, Pierce Morgan. Give us the fucking answers. Okay, how are we going to make Palestine free?
Yeah, if it was as simple
how
as
are we
me.
Going to do it?
If it was as simple as me just giving a simple answer now, it would have been done by now. It's a very complicated issue. But let me ask you again. Let me ask you again, seriously. Why did you do what you did to Alec Baldwin? And what did you hope to achieve?
Alec Baldwin... look at me. Pierce, honestly. Pierce, look at my body. Look at this. Look at me! Pierce, I was maimed by a white man.
Listen,
like
I understand you're a performative artist. I understand you're
beating,
trying to make everybody laugh.
You're beating
you've made your
brain.
Joke about your terrible
maiming.
You're
being a satellite, you're lashing me.
Right, okay, I'm not lashing you.
I was beaten. This is the third. This is the third white man to beat me this week.
Right.
Third
okay.
white man. Yesterday, my white boyfriend beat the shit out of me. This is the third white man. Monday was Alec. The second day was another white man. Third day, Pierce Morgan is beating me up on international TV. Oh my God, Pierce, you're hurting me. Pierce, you're really hurting me right now.
You see, here's my
you're
problem.
You're hurting me.
Here's my problem with your performative art, crackhead. Is I don't see
you're
what
me,
I don't see what good you're doing the cause of Palestine. All you're doing is turning the
you're
whole
me,
war
Pierce.
Into a joke.
You're really hurting me. This war is not a joke.
Well, why are you making
it? Really is
why are you making it such a mockery? Explain to me.
How am I making a mockery? How?
Because you're making it all
I'm
about you're making it all about you and
all
your silly
you,
pranks and you're trying to have fun.
All of you are like
and actually behind all this
man.
Is a very serious war going on.
I'm always serious. You're hurting me right now, Pierre.
Right.
Like you're hurting pop and your kids.
Are you going to explain are you going to explain why you did what you did to Alec Baldwin or not?
I got hurt! I'm a victim! I'm a victim, Pierce! Like a fucking Zionist, I'm a victim! All of you! You're all hurting me! Another white man!
Okay, you know, you see, the trouble with this... The trouble with this performative art is it's not funny. You've got one gag that you've been maimed by Alec Baldwin, which you haven't. What you haven't explained to the audience, and I've given you the chance repeatedly, is why you did what you did and why you think what you're doing now does anything but make a mockery of all these people dying in Gaza. Because that's what you're doing.
Look, Pierce, you're trying to spin this into some bullshit. I know exactly what you're doing, Pierce.
No,
and
no,
your tactics,
you are.
You're
you
British,
are.
You're fucking annoying. You eat tea and crumpets. Mm. You have your pinky in the fucking air. You salute the queen. Fuck the crown. Fuck Buckingham Palace. Now I'm getting angry. Because, Pierce, this is what
oh,
you do.
Oh, now you're getting angry.
You set people up for shit.
Now you're getting
angry. Yeah, you set people up for shit. I know exactly what you do, Pierce. I know exactly because I do it too, Pierce.
Yeah.
And I have a fucking audience, Pierce. You think you could set me up, Pierce? Big, listen, Pierce.
I think you're
what,
frankly.
What? Say it, Pierce.
I think, honestly, crackhead, you are honestly pathetic.
Yes.
This is one of the most pathetic things I've ever had to endure.
And you're calling me a
in
crackhead.
The long, illustrious history of Uncensored.
You're calling a black woman a crackhead.
That's your name.
You're calling me.
That's your name on your Twitter feed. You call yourself crackhead.
Am I a bigger bitch than Meghan Markle?
I'm going to give you a final chance. Are you going to actually answer the question of why you did what you did to Alec Baldwin?
Pierce, I have a question. Am I a bigger bitch than Meghan Markle? Because, you know, Buckingham Palace was complaining about the black girl, and I want to be that black girl.
Okay.
I want to be that black girl.
You know what, crackhead? I tried to give you a hearing. You're not going to take it seriously.
No, Pierce, you didn't try anything.
You may want
you
to
didn't
shout.
Try anything,
yeah, you
Pierce.
May want to shout and scream at Alec Baldwin. All right. I think we've heard enough of crackhead, to be honest with you. All right, let's bring in my panel. Streamer Hassan Piker, journalist Emily Austin, Uncensored contributor Esther Krakow, and podcaster James Barr. Well, Emily, I mean, on one level, I guess it was quite funny, but on another level, I didn't like what she did to Alec Baldwin. I've got no truck for Alec Baldwin whatsoever. And I think with this case that he's got hanging over him, I hope that justice is served, because ultimately he did fire the gun that killed that poor woman. And has been on some kind of weird PR tour ever since. But I don't like to see any public figure, whether it's Eric Adams, the mayor, on a plane, or Alec Baldwin getting a coffee, harangued and harassed in that manner. Now, I tried to conduct a serious interview. She obviously wasn't interested in doing that, wanted to turn the whole thing into a foul-mouthed rant and joke and performative thing. Fine. That's entirely her right to do it. But what did you think of these harassings, not just by her, but by other people, of public figures?
You tried to conduct a serious interview with crackhead Barbie?
Well, no, I was asking her about a viral video of her harassing Alec Baldwin, which I do actually think is a serious thing. I do actually think public figures should not be harassed in that manner. I've had a bit of it myself, and I think it crosses a line. Right, and Alec Baldwin, you know, as far as I'm aware, has not said anything particularly sensational about the war at all. So why she is harassing him in the street in the way that she did, I think is worthy of examination. Wow. Now, as it turned out, she had no interest in having a serious conversation. OK, so we've cut it off. But I don't think I should be blamed for getting on someone who is literally at the centre of a quite big news story in America for harassing a famous star. Do you, Hassan?
No, it was for clout. She was doing it for clout. That's why she went on the show, also for clout, right. Which you were correct on pointing out that using the ongoing ethnic cleansing campaign in Gaza and what's happening to the Palestinian people as a vehicle to create more social clout for yourself, social capital for yourself, is pretty disingenuous, messed up.
I have to jump in there, though, because isn't that what everybody's doing? Isn't that what this show is also doing? You're talking about create political clout, noise, get clicks, to make money.
Listen, let's not all be disingenuous,
no,
right?
But the whole Crackhead Barney isn't that different to you.
Well, actually,
and Crackhead Barney said it herself. She said, we're no different. And I kind of agree with Crackhead Barney. I didn't think I'd say
it. If you think there's any correlation between what she just did on the show...
Someone screaming over someone and not letting them speak.
Right.
There's definitely a correlation
Well, you think
there.
That I've treated you like she treated Alec
Baldwin?
No, I'm
just saying that I think that actually you aren't that different. You're trying to do the same thing.
I'll come back to that. You're just doing
it in a different way.
No, it's a preposterous suggestion. I do not do what she does, right? But Hassan, here's the point I would make to you. A lot of people think a lot of these protesters at universities in America are performative. The ones who are chanting their support for Hamas, the ones who are chanting about Intifada and pretending it's not about a violent uprising. I mean, do you accept that a lot of that is not only performative, but public demonstration of support for terrorism?
Absolutely not. I don't think that... I mean, all protests are technically performative, obviously, but there's a very clear-cut goal for... The group of students at Columbia and many other universities. I was in Melbourne not that long ago, and I attended a Palestinian protest there, a Palestinian rally there, and the students there were also demanding the exact same thing, that they divest, their colleges divest from a lot of the companies that are aligned with the State of Israel, a lot of the companies that are directly involved in operations in the West Bank, a lot of the companies that are playing a role in the regular maintenance of the apartheid regime of Israel and helping Israel conduct an ethnic cleansing campaign. That is the ultimate goal. That is why they're trying to very clearly cause a little bit of a disruption and engage in.
But are you comfortable? Okay, but are you comfortable?
The most American thing you can do.
Are you comfortable with the ones who are seen chanting support for Hamas or chanting about Intifada?
I am perfectly comfortable with people chanting about the Intifada. As far as the Hamas thing goes, any kind of protest is always going to have a litany of random people, but ultimately it doesn't really matter. You have to look at the actual tangible goals that the protest movement is stating they're interested in. And I think that those goals, and I think you will agree with me on this, Piers, I think those goals are pretty valid overall. I think that they want to, one, recenter the attention to the genocide that is ongoing in Gaza, and two, demand that their tuition dollars do not go to operations in Israel. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a campus. There's going to be a sister campus that is being built in Tel Aviv right now for Columbia University. This means that Columbia University, which once housed the likes of the late great Edward Said and many others, and that currently has many Palestinian students who pay tuition for projects such as this one, will not be able to go to that sister campus. I find that abhorrent, but it's everyday existence
all right.
in Israel.
Let me bring in Emily. You've been listening to all this. Your response.
With all due respect, Hassan, why do you feel that Columbia, or any college for that matter, owes you to divest from Israel? Why do you think your opinion is correct? Because so far, I heard the classic buzzwords, apartheid, discriminatory, ethnic cleansing, and genocide, which is funny because it's all the exact opposite. So if I may ask you, what about Israel is apartheid? You also just said the students in Israel, the campus in Israel would not allow Palestinians to join. Are you confused or do you know nothing about the country of Israel? Because let me remind you, Jews are not allowed in the West Bank and Gaza. However, Arabs have full Israeli citizenship, have the rights, are members of the Knesset, which is the equivalent of, you can think of, Congress, and even prosecuted a former Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, an Arab judge. So what apartheid exactly are you speaking about? What genocide? What ethnic cleansing?
How dare you
say it's okay to talk about an intifada? Let me remind you, the intifada last time it happened in Israel consisted of thousands of people dying in bus bombings. So are you saying that you support terrorism and killing innocent people?
Well, intifada simply just means revolution, and I'm an American, and in 1776,
violent
we did
revolution.
One of those, and it was pretty fucking good. Yeah. What do you think? The American
okay,
do you think the American revolution was a tickle
bombed
party?
Hiroshima.
Of course not.
We also bombed Hiroshima.
Don't yeah, I know. And that was also unjust and unimaginably cruel. But of course the Israel defender
so
is also defending
nuking your narrative,
civilians
so
and killing them by the hundreds
justified.
Of thousands. Now listen,
so when it fits
listen,
your
let's get
narrative,
back. Let's
justified,
get back.
But when it goes
let's
against
refocus
it,
the
it's
conversation
unjust.
To the points that you made. Let's refocus the conversation.
Just to remind everybody, I'm actually moderating this, but that's an interesting point that Emily just raised, Hassan. It does seem that you're very selective about the violence that you support, that when you support it, it's justified. When other people use things in a violent way that you don't support, it's unjustified. Seems like it's all skewed to what Hassan Piker thinks.
Well, not necessarily just what I think. I think that there are obvious markers, obvious boundaries. I don't think violence against civilians is justified. I have talked about October 7 on this very same show, saying that it was a tragedy. It was atrocities that occurred on October 7 specifically. When you target civilians in any capacity, I think that that is unacceptable. However, this does not mean that violence will not occur in many circumstances. Violence has occurred in every single revolutionary action, many good revolutionary actions. Obviously, America bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with an atom bomb, that was not a very
was
good
what Hamas did on
moment
October
for
the 7th,
anybody. It was not a very good moment for human civilization at all.
Was what Hamas did on
but
October
that's not
the 7th
the point.
Was what Hamas did on October the 7th an example of what you would call a justified revolution?
I don't look at every single act of violence. I look at
you've literally
players.
Just been reciting
I look at
a whole load of
systems of oppression.
Why
when
are you
we're
avoiding?
Analyzing
why
it.
Are you avoiding October the 7th?
You do it too.
No, I don't.
I'm not avoiding it. I've talked about
okay.
it a million times.
Well,
over,
let me ask you one more time.
This is not what we're here to discuss.
Let me just ask you directly one more time. Do you believe what happened on October the 7th was a justified act of revolution? Yes or no?
I do not. And I do think that Oh, wait, hold on. Let me clarify. Let me clarify something very important here. Events that unfolded on October 7 were atrocities. That much is clear. Those atrocities could have been avoided if Israel was not an apartheid regime. Israel has been an apartheid regime for 75 years.
Okay, can you answer how Israel is an apartheid regime? Because you keep repeating that.
No, you can't just chime in. You can't just chime in. You ask me a question. You want it.
Why is Israel an apartheid regime?
I'm going to give you an answer.
Because you're repeating these lies.
Israel has been an apartheid regime since its inception.
Until,
until 1967, Israel was an apartheid regime for the Palestinian citizens of Israel, the Arabs, as you called them. They were, there was a two-tier criminal justice system. They were subjected to the military court processes and not the civil court processes until 1967. After 1967, they got citizenship. There are obviously still many different social issues that pertain to the Palestinian citizens of Israel, the Arabs that are living in Israel, those who are not Jewish, of course. However, Israel currently is occupying the West Bank. There are more than 2 million Palestinians that live in the West Bank. Israel is illegally occupying the West Bank. There are checkpoints. There are license plates where that restrict Palestinian travel. The Israeli operations in the West Bank have destroyed Palestinian statehood. Now, of course, all of this is readily available for those who want to learn about it, yourself included. I hope you look it up. B'Tselem is an Israeli human rights organization which declared Israel to be an apartheid regime in 2021, in the April of 2021. Amnesty International declared Israel to be an apartheid regime.
Let me, before I move, hang on. I just want to bring in our two British panelists here, but just finally, just to clarify, Hassan, I can't quite work out whether you said you do think October the 7th was an unjustified act of revolution or whether you changed your mind. So can you clarify?
I think that violent means of maintaining an apartheid is inevitably going to yield violent retaliation.
So was it justified?
Something that is completely avoidable.
Was it justified?
Civilian deaths are never justified.
You know what, Hassan?
Hang on, Emily.
You look Hirsch Poland's mother in the eyes. No, you look this person's mother in the eyes and you tell him that this was justified? You tell him his arm being blown off and being held in captivity for 200 days is justified.
I do love that the Israel defender has no capacity to fucking hear anything I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
If you're not going to respect me and listen to what I have to say, which, by the way, of course you don't respect.
If you talk over each other, nobody can hear you.
I think it's the entire world knows.
No, it is you think. The entire world knows.
Emily, please. Let me handle this, Emily. Hassan, just before I come to the two people who are with me here, I just need some clarity here because it seems like you're dancing around whether you think October the 7th was justified or not.
Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this back and forth masturbation? I've already given you my fucking position.
Why are you doing this?
I'm sick and tired of repeating it over and over again.
Okay, I just ask this.
Ask this demon next to me wearing a fucking IDF dog tag.
Only when it's Jews, it's okay.
Ask this
demon next to me wearing an IDF dog tag if she actually thinks Israel's actions are justifiable.
Bring them home.
Do you see me?
It's to bring the hostages home. The hostages that you rightly believe belong in the tunnels of Gaza.
I'm going to give you two. I'm going to let you two calm down. It's pointless. We cannot hear you when you talk over each other.
Control people.
Every time recently, I have someone from both sides on, like it goes like this.
I'm wearing this rusty necklace.
Please, can you listen to me, Emily?
Civilians in Gaza right now.
Can you stop doing this to each other, please? Nobody can understand a word either of you saying. Now, let me come to Esther and James here. This is one of my problems.
No, I
want to
hear if Emily condemns
the actions
of Israel.
No, Hassan, you will please let me moderate the debate.
Why don't you ask about 30,000 people?
I've got two panelists here who've not had a word yet.
Because you're a fucking terrorist.
Please stop talking.
And I think you're a terrorist. And I think you're a terrorist as well.
Okay, well, I'm not the one wearing...
Because until
I'm not
the hostages are home, don't expect the war to be
signia.
Over.
Yeah, I know.
Bring
you don't
them
care about
home.
The hostages. If
I
you care
love
about the
how
hostages,
you're condemning
you would
me. You
be
are
screaming at Benjamin Netanyahu.
Your own terrorism
Benjamin
on live
Netanyahu
television.
Is the hostage
you
killer.
Are exposing You know,
Benjamin Netanyahu
me,
has killed more hostages
Hamas.
Than
what
Hamas.
What do you think you're achieving
Hamas
here?
For talking about?
Not only oppressing the Palestinian people, but for spreading terrorism. I don't see your outrage at Hamas. Israel gave Gaza
all right,
back
listen,
in 2005,
I would like to, please.
And Hamas has turned
can you
into
both,
a
please,
terrorist
I think Hamas
haven.
Is the lesser
Emily
evil
and Hassan, can you please show some courtesy
Hamas
to the other
the
panelists?
Hamas is the lesser evil in comparison to Israel.
Can you please stop talking, both of you, and let the other two panelists have
you
a say?
You want a soundbite, Pierce? I'll give you a
give them some courtesy. Please, some courtesy for your co-panelists.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here. Now, Esther, this is one of the problems I have with this whole debate, is that increasingly it just descends into a screaming match between pro-Palestinians and pro-Israelis.
And the biggest losers are the victims
no
of
respect.
This war. 33,000 dead Palestinians, over 1,500 dead Israelis. These are the biggest victims of this, because you're shouting at each other and nothing is getting... Like, you completely... Forget having no courtesy for us. You're completely disrespecting actual victims of this conflict, which, by the way, didn't happen in a vacuum. And I think that's the most important thing to say about this. None of this happened in a vacuum. Of course, October the 7th was an atrocity and it was completely unjustified. There was no justification for butchering people in the way that they did. But it didn't happen in a vacuum. A lot of the people that live in Gaza weren't even born at the time that Hamas came in power. So I despise this, you're a terrorist sympathizer, you're a genocide supporter, all of this, when really the people that we should be talking about deserve better.
Okay. James, on the wider point of these protests...
Well, I couldn't get to that part because I wanted to describe what the apartheid is, and okay. Emily cut in immediately to chirp about some random shit.
OK, you were both abusing each other. It was very unsatisfying.
It was very
let me ask James. James, on the protests...
Yeah, dude.
On the protests, look, I believe in the right to protest. That's an absolute bedrock of any democracy. But I don't believe in the right to support terror groups publicly or to chant about support for Hamas or to chant about Intifada, which is a violent uprising. Where's the line for you with these?
I agree. I think we have to condemn what Hamas did, and I don't think the words that have been used so far have been strong enough. I mean, it was the worst thing we've seen in a very long time. It was disgusting, appalling, awful for everyone involved. I also have a lot of sympathy, if not, I can't think of a bigger word, for the people of Gaza. It's awful, and I will agree with you. I do want a free Palestine, and I also want a free and successful Israel, but I don't want innocent people murdered. So, yeah, you can't go to a protest and start shouting about support for Hamas. That's insane.
Isn't it ironic that something like this has become a haven for, like, the mentally unwell? You're talking about something as serious as a conflict in Israel and Gaza, and for some reason, you have really uneducated people that are clearly... like, 20 years ago would have been in an asylum, supporting this openly, not even knowing the conflict, not even knowing the context of what they're supporting. And for some reason, we even give it airtime. That's what upsets me.
These people don't deserve airtime. Everyone is so triggered on both sides, on all sides, and rightly so, because a lot of terrible stuff has happened. So that's where the emotion is coming from. But really, I think we all want the same thing, and that is for innocent people to not be murdered or slain in the streets.
Right. I mean, look, Hassan...
Can I... But...
Hang on, Emily, please, I'll come to you. Let me just ask Hassan. When you and Emily go at each other like you just did, nobody wins. I mean, no one can really understand a word you're saying because you're shouting over each other. You end up just calling each other terrorists. There's no sensible dialogue here. There's no constructive conversation. It's just two implacably opposed sides abusing each other. Do you understand that?
Yeah, listen, Piers, okay? This is going to always be a very heated discussion, okay? Having a conversation about how heated this discussion is utterly unproductive. Every single moment that we use on air, not talking about every single university building being desecrated, destroyed. The fact that we're having this conversation on the eve of hundreds of mass graves being unearthed right now in many different parts of Gaza around hospitals that Israel had laid siege to is disgusting. I agree. I came on here, as I have done last time as well, and as I will probably do in the future as well, with one simple goal in mind, which is to address all of the misinformation that surrounds stuff like this. As far as the crackhead Barbie thing goes, yeah, she's a random TikTok influencer who gives a shit about what she has to say. She's obviously doing it for clout. But the students over at Columbia, okay, the students that I have talked to at the Columbia University Apartheid Divest group, the students that I've talked to from Jewish Voice for Peace.
All right, Emily, let me just ask you the same thing I asked Hassan. When you guys scream at each other and call each other terrorists, it doesn't obviously achieve anything other than it becomes unintelligible to the audience. You know, is there not a better way we can have this conversation?
Funnily enough, correct. And funnily enough, I have the same exact answer as Hassan. My job here is to make sure that I'm debunking false narratives that Hassan is clearly spewing. My job here is to call out hypocrisy. And I just saw another one where he's saying that crackhead Barney, whoever the hell that girl was, is a lunatic, but Aaron Bushnell, who lights himself on fire, is a hero. You can't pick and choose whatever fits your narrative. And I keep on repeating that over and over again, because the Palestinian movement will literally just take what they can get, spew all of the truth into their false narrative, spread misinformation, and then you say that we're the liars. You tell me I'm wearing an IDF dog tag. I'm wearing home for the hostages that you... No, it says bring them home.
You're using the hostages as a simple political tool to make propaganda in the West. It's quite disgusting. The protests that are happening in Israel right now are massive.
Humans in captivity are a political tool?
And those protests...
What?
You are using humans in captivity as a political tool.
Why do you think the hostages are
dehumanized? It's so obvious.
Why, Hassan, why are you dehumanizing the hostages? Because I have no problem admitting the Palestinians deserve better.
I'm not.
I feel terrible.
You're using them as a political pawn.
I can say that.
If you cared about the hostages, you would be in Tel Aviv right now.
Let me bring in James, please.
I'm sorry, that I can't.
Please, let me bring in James.
I agree with both of you.
Sorry, can you please, when I say stop talking, please stop talking. We've got four people here. James.
If anyone is using hostages, surely it's Hamas, Hassan. How can you say that? How can you use that argument? That's a crazy thing to say. It's Hamas that have taken these people from their homes.
Tens of thousands of people in Israel. There are currently tens of thousands of Israeli citizens right now in the streets of Israel, in the streets of Tel Aviv, outside of Benjamin Netanyahu's house, protesting every single day. What are they protesting? They're protesting for Benjamin Netanyahu to facilitate a ceasefire with Hamas so that they can actually bring the hostages home. That is precisely the number one goal
of the
family members of the hostages.
Who is
using
the hostages?
And if anyone on this panel was being even a little bit honest, they would recognize the reality that... Listen, just listen.
You didn't listen to my question.
Listen to what I'm saying, and you will understand, perhaps, what I'm trying to imply
here. That's very patronizing.
Utilizing the hostages. Yeah, I am being patronizing. I don't know who the fuck you are, and you're over here chirping all the way from fucking London about Palestine and doing a both sides are fucking fine type bullshit. Where you're talking about how you want to fucking free Palestine, but also simultaneously, you know, both sides got a lot going on. Shut the fuck up. You don't know anything, okay?
I don't give a shit about
what your perspective is.
I agree.
Hassan doesn't like what you have to say, so you're wrong. It's not. It's Hassan's way or the highway.
I mean, you are. You
really
are. There is no both sides on a genocide. Is there a
really
both sides
clever.
Of a genocide? There is no both sides.
Well, the thing is, it's there? Interesting you should mention
really?
The hostages.
There what is no in both the Hamas sides charter? They want a Jewish genocide, but that's okay. But
the
Jewish
thing is,
genocide is okay.
If you're talking about the well-being of the hostages, if you're talking about the well-being of the hostages, what sense did it make for the IDF to flatten about 70% of Gaza? Because I completely agree.
Thank
Bring
you.
The hostages home. If you look at Gaza, the topography of Gaza right now, it looks like a pancake. So I'm sorry, this whole argument of Hamas using them as human tools, fine, but the IDF has also been
like
using
to
it to continue
that
campaign.
That's just simply
if you
not true.
If you were told that, if God forbid, if your relative was one of the hostages and you saw what's happening right now, and I met someone whose mother is a hostage, and he said he didn't want his mother and her being taken to be used in the name of violence. Right now, he's sitting at home wondering, okay, what is the logic of trying to bring my mother home when you flattened Gaza? Please explain that to us.
So, can I pull
you the might, question
Because
you might very well pull those hostages from under...
Okay, let Emily respond to that.
Everyone wants to criticize the IDF's response, but nobody wants to tell me what should Israel be doing to retaliate October 7th, eradicate Hamas from preventing another October 7th, and bring the hostages home.
I have
home.
An idea.
You have a solution?
I have an idea. I have an idea. Do not flatten Gaza and potentially
Please.
Pull your own hostages up from under the rubble like have been done with thousands of Palestinians. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Have you found any
so
of them under the
rubble?
So you're
saying that you don't have an answer.
That is the answer.
So you
don't kill
an
your
answer.
Own hostages.
But you're quick
That's
to condemn
answer.
The IDF, but you don't
sound?
Have an answer.
I also
How about
have
not
an
killing
answer.
The hostages?
Very interesting.
I have an answer.
Thank
okay.
you for proving my point
It's
correct.
Called the dissolution of the apartheid regime. That's what it's called. Dissolve the apartheid
so
regime.
So what would you like to see
Palestinians
happen, Hassan?
Breathing room. Allow... I... Do you not understand the English language? Dissolve the
it's
apartheid
you can,
regime.
You need a Xanax, first of all. You need a Xanax. Okay, so should Israel do
yeah,
to the West Bank what they did to Gaza?
30,000 Palestinians have been ruthlessly slaughtered by the
should
Israeli
Israel
state.
Give
it makes
back
me a little
the
upset
so that it can
when
turn
someone
into
is defending
another Gaza?
That.
Is that what you'd like to see? Another terrorist haven launching rockets all day instead of turning it to Singapore? Because that's what they did in 2005.
Wait, hold
we
on.
See
Which,
how that
what
worked.
Is Singapore? The
billions
West Bank.
Of dollars in
hold
aid
on.
They
the
turned
West
into
Bank
building
Singapore?
Tunnels. Is that what you'd
wait,
like
wait,
to
wait,
see?
Wait, wait, wait. I don't know.
Who's
have
bombing
I gone
Singapore
deaf?
Every day?
Sorry,
what,
Emily,
is Singapore
the West
an
Bank
open air
supposed
prison?
To be Singapore?
What are you talking about?
Is the West Bank supposed to
the
be
West
Singapore?
The West Bank received... The West Bank has a port. They can import and export. Israel gave them a great piece of land. They received
what?
Billions of dollars in aid, not only
Israel
from the U.S.,
gave them a great
but
piece
Israel
of land?
Gave... Are you
no.
mad? They had a chance to rebuild, but they spent the last 15 plus years crying
oh, wow.
that they don't have
okay.
enough land because
the
there is
Singapore.
Never enough land for them instead of rebuilding. But that's okay. Build terrorist tunnels. Don't build hotels and don't rebuild
Israel
civilization.
Has
Just build
not
terrorist
allowed
tunnels
Palestinians
to keep hostages in.
To have a nation state that they deserve by international law since the inception of the Israeli nation state. What you are saying is insane to me. The fact that you brought up the last 15 years as Palestinians crying is disgusting.
Oh, I have
okay?
one more question.
You are a disgusting little monster who thinks
one more question.
That not offering contiguity to the Palestinians in the form of a state, which is under international law, is just simply
Wait,
Palestinians
I have
crying.
One question.
Okay?
This West Bank
don't
Singapore.
Want a two-state
Hold
solution.
On. This West Bank
Singapore.
They want
a one-state solution that eradicates the Israelis, which is not an option.
Fine. This West Bank
You're
Singapore,
wrong.
What place
You're
does
wrong.
The settlements play in that? How? Please paint a picture of how the West Bank of Singapore or whatever, Singapore of the West Bank, how does this illegal settlements fit into that?
Ma'am, I think you're completely missing, you're missing the picture.
Just explain
Israel
to me how the settlements fit into that picture.
A piece of land, I'm how, explaining it.
Okay, I'm listening.
The picture is they got a great piece of land to turn into society. Instead
who,
of turning
who
it into civilized society, Hamas... Israel gave the land to Gaza. They
so
withdrew.
Then why
the they removed
settlers?
Israelis
it's not Israel's
from
land
their
to give.
Homes.
But
it's not Israel's land to give. It is not Israel's land to give.
There are no Jews or Israelis. There are no settlements
in
Gaza.
In the West
they
Bank.
Gave it to
in
the
West the Bank.
Palestinians.
They're not in the West Bank.
I'm speaking about Gaza, and
oh,
now
I'm
you're
asking about
the
West Bank because I was interested
I'm
in knowing about Singapore.
You, I'm telling you that if Israel pulls out completely from the West Bank, if I'm speaking, if Israel pulls out from the West Bank, you can bet your ass it turns into the next Gaza. The world does not need two Gazas because one Gaza has already caused enough damage. If, however,
yes.
Gaza decides to demand
Every
that
argument
Hamas
with Israel
removes
is about some
power,
hypothetical.
And they
it's,
can have democracy.
Israel has to do a genocide
yes,
because if Israel doesn't do a genocide,
solution.
Then the Gaza
is no genocide.
Like
the only genocide is the Hamas charter
Gaza.
That wants
cannot
to eradicate the Jews.
Defensive genocide.
You know, it's interesting the word genocide.
There is
because,
no genocide.
Hang on. It's interesting
there is
the
no
word.
Genocide
it's interesting.
Happening.
Hang on.
Israel is doing
I would love to get a word
one
in,
hour.
Please. Interesting the word genocide, because I've listened to all this fractious debate, everyone talking over each other. The truth is that actually only one side has publicly said that they wish to pursue a genocide, and that is Hamas. Hamas, after October the 7th, through their official spokesman on camera, said they wanted to do it again and again and again. That is the purest articulation of a genocide imaginable. And the one thing I never hear from the pro-Palestinian side is what Israel was actually... Hang on. No, don't interrupt me. I haven't asked you a question yet.
One Hamas guy...
Sorry, I need to ask you a question.
You're being a ridiculous person.
You're being a ridiculous person. I'm just saying, nobody ever tells me...
Because how many Israeli officials, even on your show, have said, we should keep doing what we have been doing to Gaza over and over again? How does that not register in the same genocidal intent? If you think what that dude was saying, which was, by the way, ridiculous what he was saying, the Hamas official was saying, is that we're going to do October 7th over and over again.
But he said it.
We are justified in doing it over and over again. Yes, I find that to be abhorrent. However, what you fail to recognize is that's the genocidal intent, but not Amalek. That's the genocidal intent, but not saying we are fighting human animals. And that's why we have to cut off their food, their water, and their electricity. That was Defense Minister Yoav Gallant
who said
that. There
we go with the lies
Benjamin
again.
Netanyahu
You're saying
has
Israel cuts
talked
off their
about
electricity.
This over and over
they don't
Israeli
even provide their
security.
Electricity.
Israeli,
you're saying they cut off their water.
Israeli
they don't cut
politicians.
Off their water. You are
Israeli,
spewing lies on national
can you
television.
Stop? Can you, I'm talking
about think so. Lies. Hang on.
No, not about
again, you're talking over each other. Some of the comments.
Army that
there's no doubt,
aid
Emily.
To people they're at war with.
Some of the comments. Some of the
Israel is.
No, Pierce,
right.
I'm not letting
the
him spew misinformation.
The most carrot country on the
it's
fucking
pointless.
Planet. I swear to God.
This is pointless. We're getting nowhere.
No, because
thank
he's
you.
Yeah, did you have Gallant not say that?
Israel's cutting off electricity, water, and aid.
Did Defense Minister Yoav Gallant say we are fighting human animals or not? Answer that question. Did Defense Minister Yoav Gallant say we are fighting
human
animals and we have to cut off their electricity, cut off their food, cut off their water?
Okay.
Yeah, the slight.
You know what? I'm going to cut off. I'm going to cut off this debate.
79% of their electricity. The rest is Hamas.
I'm going to cut off the debate because we're getting absolutely nowhere. But I appreciate everybody joining me. Thank you very much indeed.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.